Well, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Man, it's good to be in church this morning, Thanksgiving week. And I definitely want to say hello to our visitors or folks that may be coming back to visit with us. And thank you guys very much. And our son Dallas is here with our grandchildren. And so it's good to see them. And they live in Tifton. And our daughter-in-law, his wife Tori, was out of town. And so they're hanging out with us today. And he came just for the food. But, we forgot how much these kids eat. God bless us with three boys. And anybody know what I mean? I mean, they eat. And then we had the two grandsons. We picked them up yesterday and had all weekend with them. And yesterday afternoon, I made them a big homemade hamburger and macaroni and cheese and Lynn made. And like an hour and a half later, like, I'm hungry. You know? So they're fun, though, aren't they? Family's awesome. We had a good time, too. Today is the first day of Thanksgiving week. So I think it's fitting that we definitely talk about Thanksgiving and our gratitude toward what God's done for us and blessed us. And there's a couple things I think that would be good for us to focus on today and also this week. So we definitely want to hear from God's word during this morning. We want to remember those less fortunate throughout the week and reach out. And I so greatly appreciate you guys with the Compassion House Ministries and everything. Appreciate that and everybody that put all that extra love into that. We'll definitely welcome our visitors, celebrate communion together today, and then we're going to eat some good food after the service this morning. Well, here at Pauline Baptist Church, like most other Southern Baptist churches, we believe and teach and follow the two ordinances of the church that Jesus gave his followers. It's baptism and communion. And as far as baptism is concerned, you know, we believe it's by immersion, which means we're going to dunk you underwater. And so it's really symbolic of the death and then the burial and the resurrection of Christ. And so that's awesome. This reminds me of a story. But before we get into God's word, I want to tell you a little story. It reminds me of a story about the famous Sam Houston. He was one of the founding fathers of Texas. And he was a soldier and a politician, a businessman. And they say that he was a really big, tall man. He was a fighter and was real rough. And he was also a drunk, really bad. And he was one of those frontiersmen. As a matter of fact, his nickname was Big Drunk. And the story goes that at 61 years old, after many, many years of a praying wife, Sam Houston gave his life to Christ. And obviously, they named Houston, Texas after him. And one afternoon, down at the river, with hundreds of people watching, Sam Houston was baptized by his pastor. After he came up out of the water, the preacher said, "Mr. Houston, all your sins have now been washed away." And Sam Houston said, "Well, preacher, if that be the case, God bless all the fish downriver." So that sounds like an old tough guy, you know, old Texan tough guy. But he did get radically saved and served the Lord for the rest of his life. And that's a funny story, but all seriousness, you know, the truth is our sins can be washed away. God's grace through our faith in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection. Please let us know if you would like to be baptized. If God's moving on your heart in that area, please get with me or one of the men here, the deacons, and we'll definitely talk about that. But today, as a Christian family and as a church body, we'll be partaking of the Lord's Supper. And after our message this morning, we will invite all the Christian believers to partake with us in the Lord's Supper, or as we call communion. So, if you have your Bibles today, let's go ahead and turn to the scripture that we're going to discuss this morning. in Psalms 100. Psalms 100. Let's go ahead and pray for our service this morning. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share about your goodness, your grace, and your mercy. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessings you've given us. Lord, we're so grateful. We're grateful for our family, grateful to live in America. Lord, thank you for the soldiers, the military guys over there fighting and battling. Lord, thank you for the ones of the past. Lord, we thank you that we live in a free country, that we can have church and not worry about someone breaking in and interrupting us. Lord, we pray for all the Christians and brothers and sisters in the foreign countries that don't have that privilege. Father, forgive us. Forgive us, Lord, because sometimes we're so spoiled. Lord, we lift up our brothers and sisters, Lord, during this Thanksgiving week that are suffering overseas and hiding out in places and having church and studying the Bible. Lord, we also remember, Father, the ones that live here in America. There's children here in America that don't have food to eat. There's people having hard times during this week, and sometimes it's a sad time, so we remember them and we lift them up to you. Lord, I ask you to bless this word today, Lord. Bless this service and bless this communion service, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So Psalms 100 says, a psalm for thanksgiving. Shout joyfully to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful singing. Know that the Lord himself is God. It is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, and his faithfulness to all generations. Amen. Amen. This morning we want to focus on verses 4 and 5. It says again, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and bless his holy name, for the Lord is good and his loving kindness is everlasting and his faithfulness to all generations. You see, it says to enter his gates. Now that certainly means that one day we will enter those pearly gates of heaven. Amen. And I'm sure our hearts will be full of gratitude and thankfulness. And we will praise the Lord forever and ever. Revelations 21 and 21 says, and the 12 gates were 12 pearls. And each one of the gates was a single pearl. And the streets of the city were pure gold, like transparent glass. You see, we studied that word gate. It says enter into his gates. That word gate in the Greek has four basic meanings. We'll talk about those briefly this morning. The first one is it talks about it, that gate as an entrance. The second is as a space inside, like a marketplace or a meeting place where people gather to be taught. The third is like a tabernacle or a court. And the fourth is actually heaven. And heaven is actually the lesser one that it's really talking about there. When you really study that scripture, the last meaning is really heaven. The first three have to do with a gathering place where people come to worship and learn about God. See that door on this church building? Everybody look back. See the door? That's a gate. Look, Richard is walking into the gate. And then we're all looking at him. So that is a gate coming into this building where we worship the Lord. In other words, it says, enter into these gates with thanksgiving and rejoice, for this is the house of the Lord. Right? It says, today is the day of salvation. For some of you who may not know Christ, today is the day of salvation. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and praise. We enter in this place with a grateful heart. We enter into this place with thanksgiving. Verse 5 of the scripture says, for the Lord is good. Everybody say good.
Good.
The Lord is good. His loving kindness is everlasting, his faithfulness to all generations. He's good to all generations. And some of you may be out there struggling with maybe your children or your children's salvation or your family members. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, right? And everything you do, put God first and he'll direct your path. If you raise up your child in the way he should go, he would not depart from it. So trust God. As you enter into these gates, have a thankful and grateful heart. Praise him. Give your children over to him. He said this would pass from generation to generation. Don't ever give up on your children. Amen? As we enter in this thanksgiving, let us enter into these gates wherever we gather and honor the Lord. Do this with a grateful heart. Let us also be mindful about the needs of the less fortunate. Let's worship God with action. This is, so far, I've seen you guys do this in this church body, in this family. You definitely love people, and you love people with action and by serving people. That does my heart really good. Psalms 105. 105 says, oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. In this verse, God really is. That's why I was kind of smiling at Lynn there, because when you guys sung that last song about count your blessings, I mean, it's right here. Psalms 105, it says, in this verse, God is asking us to count our blessings. Make known his deeds to each other. Now, I'm going to pause right here just a minute, and I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to challenge everyone listening. I'm going to give you the gratitude challenge. Are you ready? I encourage each one of you, do this if you want to, it's the gratitude challenge. Psalms 105, I encourage you this week, sometime this week, to take a couple of pieces of paper and write down 105 things that you're grateful for. 105 things that you're thankful for. Some of you have done this kind of stuff, right? But I encourage you to do this. 105 things that you're grateful for. That you're thankful for. And I was actually going to ask you if you want to bring it Wednesday night. I had a special prize for the one who actually got 105. But we're not having service this Wednesday night. So maybe the following Wednesday night. For you guys to come to Wednesday night devotion and prayer time. And so definitely. See, I am very thankful and grateful for our family. I'm very thankful for my health. My knee's better, praise the Lord. I'm very thankful and grateful for my church family. But I don't want to forget about all those small things that I so often take for granted. So I encourage you with the gratitude challenge. 105. Go ahead and attempt it. You might only get 25 or 50 or 80 or, but I guarantee you, if you really put some thought into it, you can come up with 105 things. Right, guys? Amen. I thank God every day that we live in America and we still live in a land of opportunity. And I still feel that God has blessed America and still has a calling on America to reach the world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We must always remember as a church body to never forget about the Great Commission and the Great Commandment given to us by Jesus. To go into all the world and preach the gospel. Teach people about Christ. To love God with all our heart, soul, and mind. And love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Matter of fact, Jesus said that everything was built on that. I believe this also means to love our neighbors of the world and do as much as we can. Three things that really stand out to me as a pastor is I think we should always, always a church body be thankful and grateful for our young people, our children, our youth, and our elderly. As a church body, I think if we have a vision and a passion and allow God to move through us to be able to minister to our children and to our young people and to our elderly, I think God would bless us even more than what we've been blessed over the last 100 and something years, right? And above all of this, I am grateful and thankful for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John 3:16, as we all know, God said that He loved the world so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 5:8 says, God says He demonstrated His own love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. We are grateful. Father, as a church body, we are grateful. We are humbled. And we are thankful that You sent Your Son, Christ, to die on the cross. As a church family and as followers of Jesus Christ, we would like to take some time now to honor our Lord and Savior. To show our gratitude toward Him. And demonstrate our obedience to remember what He did for us by taking communion together. Before we get started, we'll have an invitational hymn. And please join me at the altar if you feel like God's leading you to give your life to Christ.